In the first 20 years of Czechoslovakia's existence, the new nation's most important neighbor was a huge country lying directly to the north and west, Germany. A fascinating account of political and cultural relations between the two nations during that period has just been published, the diaries of the Czech diplomat Kamil Hoffman. For 18 years, Hoffman was stationed in Berlin, and reporter Ilya Maritz was at the book launch.
Born in 1878 in Kolín in Bohemia, Kamil Hoffman came from a German-speaking Jewish family. A talented writer and journalist, he embraced the Czechoslovak cause, and in 1920, President Masaryk appointed him cultural attaché in Berlin. In 1932, he began keeping a journal, which he wrote in German. Today it reads like a history book, written in the first person.
January 27th, 1936. Yesterday at 9, I was with Beneš, for the first time, President Beneš. As usual, it was enough to tell him that I was in Prague, and he instantly invited me over. I congratulated him on his election and excused myself for not having done so earlier. He looks happy and healthy, radiating optimism, full of hospitality, likable and chatty as always. Also, as usual, he gave his international prognosis. As there was no war in 1935, there won't be one in 1936. Democratic principles are coming back all around the world.
Beneš's assessment ultimately proved false, and Hoffman was recalled to Prague 3 years later, where he continued to write.
March 16, 1939. Snowstorms, but in between there are moments of sunshine. April weather. In the afternoon, Ribbentrop reads on the radio the statute establishing the Protectorate of Bohemia and Moravia. The city is full of soldiers. It feels like war. Everywhere is busy with traffic, crowds, military vehicles, tanks, motorcycles, infantry. Traffic jams are everywhere because the Germans aren't used to driving on the left. At the grave of the unknown soldier by the town hall, throngs of people are leaving snowdrops and violets. Every flower, every Czechoslovak flag is a protest.
Besides serving his country diplomatically, Kamil Hoffman also wrote poetry and did translations into German, including Balzac, Baudelaire, and Karel Čapek's Conversations with T.G. Masaryk. When the political climate in Germany turned nasty, Hoffman used his position to aid many of the writers and intellectuals whom he had befriended, publisher David Kraft.
Well, he helped many people, many German anti-fascists, many social democrats, many writers. He saved, for example, a library of Heinrich Mann from destruction. He helped the son of Leo Trotsky to leave Germany. He helped many Czechoslovak citizens who were under extreme pressure in Germany at that time. He did personally really as much as an individual could do to prevent this evil.
However, after Germany occupied Czechoslovakia, Hoffman was slow to ensure his own safety.
That's the irony of history. He himself definitely had to know what is it all about. But he sent first his daughter to England, then his son to Paris in the spring of 1939. He himself possessed visa for Sweden, but never made use of them.
Kamil Hoffman and his wife Irma were deported to the Terezin concentration camp in 1942. 2 years later, they were transported to Auschwitz, where they died.
Politický deník, or The Political Diaries of Kamil Hoffman from 1932 to 1939, has just been published for the first time in Czech.